Our brand new Treasury Secretary was on CNBC early this morning. He made some news, moved the needle, and let's start there with Larry Kudlow, who's a senior contributor at CNBC. He has his own show on WDLS Radio, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and he's the co-author of a terrific book, New York Times bestseller, JFK and the Reagan Revolution. It's our friend Larry Kudlow. So out of all the cabinet picks and the nominees and everybody we've seen come and one or two that have gone, Steve Mnuchin is a serious man with some real good ideas. Will the president listen to him, Larry?
Yeah, I agree with that, by the way. Mnuchin is a serious guy, and he's got good ideas. And I think the president will listen to him because he's going to be one of the top economic advisors. Traditionally, the Treasury chief is the number one economic advisors. I worked with Mnuchin on the campaign doing the economic and tax cut plan with my buddy Steve Moore and some others. And he's a smart guy, and he said a couple things this morning that were very, very interesting and quite positive. One thing is that they expect to have a whole tax reform package, this is the administration, ready by maybe the middle of March, so they're moving ahead on that. And the way I interpreted his remarks is this border tax, border adjustable tax, is dead. Okay, that's news, because I'm glad. It's a terrible, terrible idea. Another thing he said that was quite interesting regarding China and currency manipulation and all the rest, he didn't take off. He wasn't hostile. He just said, we're going to negotiate.
When you talk about the China currency manipulation, is it better to have a weak dollar or a strong dollar, or do we have to have something in between? I can't figure it out.
What we need is a steady dollar. Very important. Steady, strong, reliable. And secondly, what we need is currency stabilization with our trading partners. And that's very doable. You could sit down G7, G20. We need to resurrect some international currency reform and coordination and cooperation. Not a war. Wars are bad in trade or currencies. So we can do that. There's no reason why that can't be done. And it just seemed like Mnuchin was going easy on China. No hostile remarks, you know. Sometimes President Trump has, sometimes he hasn't. But Mnuchin basically said, we're going to negotiate. We're going to get the tax reform out as soon as we can. And here's one other. With Janet Yellen and interest rates, you recall during the campaign, periodically, now President Trump would take some pot shots at Janet Yellen, okay? Well, we gave Mnuchin a chance to do that, and he did not do that. He said, look, we are now going to begin weekly meetings between the Treasury and the Fed, Ms. Yellen and Mr. Mnuchin, and he also said that we understand, we administration, that the Fed is moving towards what he called historical interest rates, normal rates, which means they understand that at least short-term rates are going higher, John. And they're not gonna fight that. They're not gonna argue with that. That's the way I interpreted that. By the way, all this stuff, getting tax reform buttoned down and currency stabilization and allowing for some higher interest rates, I think it's bullish for the stock market. I think the whole interview is bullish for the stock market.
Talking to you with Larry Kudlow this morning. You see him on CNBC. Listen to him at WDLS on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Larry, you know, we talk every time. It seems this comes up when we talk to you. We talk about the tax cuts. We talk about health care and these town hall meetings that are going on. You know, constituents showing up. They're showing up with tridents. They're yelling. They're screaming. They want to know about how to repeal Obamacare. And I know we talked to you about this a lot, but it would seem to me that if he gets this in order, things start to smooth out a little bit for him. When do we get to see something with health care?
Well, this is a very important question, and I'm a contrarian on this. I want to do Obamacare repeal, and I want to do business tax cuts right away. First reconciliation bill, which could probably come up in the early or late spring. I don't want one before the other. I don't want Obamacare and then later in the year business reform, because I think that'll hurt the economy. I think you have to do them together with reconciliation instructions. You can, by law, do them together. And this is something I continue to push. Don't wait. If you wait on the business tax cuts, Okay, that's the backbone of his pro-growth policies. You're not going to get the growth kicker. You certainly won't get it in 2017. You might start getting it in 2018. But 2017 could be a weaker year for the economy and stocks because people are not going to act until they know what the business tax cuts are specifically going to look like, you know, rates and rules and effective dates and all the rest. So Mr. Mnuchin wasn't specific on that, okay? They're looking at a lot of different strategies. As I say, the BAT tax is dead. That's great. But I still think they're making a mistake if they think they can do one health care and then 6 or 9 months later, a second.
I agree. Health care is a swamp. Larry, thank you very much for your time again this morning. We'll watch on CNBC. We'll talk to you, I hope, next Thursday morning as well.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Check out the book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution. It's excellent reading.